It's 17 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it is at this moment that it's a great pleasure to welcome to the WYSO studios the guitar duo, who together are known as the 350 Duo, but individually as the great guitarists Brett Parnell and Jeremy Schulich. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
We're so glad that you're here. You're doing a master class tomorrow afternoon at Wittenberg University, part of their music department offerings, and you'll be playing a show tomorrow night at 7:30 in Krieg Hall. We'll have full information about that on our website. But it's a great pleasure. You guys are classically trained, but clearly just by the looks of you, and we'll have to get a picture, you guys are rock and rollers.
I think so. I like to think so. That's what I tell myself.
So you've got all the chops and a fabulous attitude. And on that note, if you'd be so kind to play one for us, and quickly before you do, if you'd let us know what tune do you have in mind, and where did it come from?
This is called Victory Drill.
I like that.
Yeah, interesting name. I guess it's just about the plight of the artist in New York City. Sort of inspired by that. We just recently finished a music video to it, actually, and that sort of goes into it a little bit more.
Could people look for that online?
Indeed, yeah.
And say the name of it again?
Victory Drill.
Victory Drill. Yes. It's a great pleasure to welcome you, gentlemen. Thanks for being here. And it is live, the 350 Duo on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you.
The 350 Duo live on 91.3 WYSO. I like that victory drill. I like that. I like the sound of it. There's a triumphant feel to that tune, no doubt. A little bit of triumph. Like you guys might actually not starve to death in New York, huh?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
So a classical guitar, and forgive me, there's every chance that my ignorance is great on this front, but it seems it's usually a very solo experience. It's not usually a teaming up, or you might have the occasion to play with an orchestra, but even still it says a soloist. And so I wonder how you found each other and recognized that you could do some nice point-counterpoint there.
Well, I think I totally agree with you. I think that most of the classical guitar world is built around being a solo guitarist, which I don't think I ever had a real interest in doing professionally. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed playing concerts in college and things like that, but the idea of playing in a group was always more appealing. So we met in grad school, actually.
And where was that?
At Yale. And
get out!
Yeah, they let idiots in Yale, too, which is really impressive. So... we met there and actually ended up playing together as part of a class. You had to play in an ensemble, and we were actually the last two guitarists to be assigned an ensemble, and so we kind of along.
A default pairing,
really. Yeah, we got along immediately once we met one another, and then and so we're like, hey, I like this tune. Do you like this tune? Yeah, let's play it. And so we did it for a class, and then at the end of the semester when we performed it for the first time, it's like, man, that actually felt really good. Let's keep doing this. And then we've been playing together ever since.
You've got at least two records out, and I've got one in my hand here, the Circles, a very cool idea, which it wasn't until this I've been wondering about the nature of the 350 duo when I realized 350 is 10 less than 360. And then I thought that maybe because that's the number of fingers it takes to play a guitar, but it's something close to that, not quite. How do you come by this name, the 350 duo?
Well, yeah, it is referencing an incomplete circle, sort of like a metaphor for the artist's work never being totally complete or perfect, you know.
I'll give you that.
I forget who said it, but there's a quote that I love that just describes it best. It just says, always strive for perfection, but never expect to achieve it. You know, and that's definitely been my experience. I am self-admittedly a horrible perfectionist.
Really?
In the studio especially, Brett wanted to kill me many times.
It's like, I liked playing with you until now.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know, that's sort of my way of reminding myself, you know, like, okay, it's, you know, good that you have all these ambitions, but, you know, oh, you always got to check yourself, too, like whenever you're being too overly critical.
So. Which kind of speaks to a question that's been floating in my mind about, now, there's so many different applications of six strings and 10 fingers, you know. I mean, there's so many different ways to play guitar. There's rock band, there's classical guitar, there's you know, country guitar, there's folk music, there's all strictly, you know, power chords and huge amplifiers or finger pick. And I wonder how you get drawn when you decide to play guitar that you're drawn to classical music. Because you guys are totally hip. No one can see, although we're going to put a picture up. You guys are like hip-looking young men. And clearly it's not that you're, you know, drawn to the aspect of history that's just not in touch. You guys are vibrant. So I just wonder. Because I used to play guitar, and I sure never thought about going to Yale for classical instruction.
Well, both of us actually started off as rock guitarists. For years, we played rock and loved it. Still love it. You know, we're both still huge rock fans and varieties of music. I love country music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all kinds of things, you know. So, but I think what eventually drew us to classical, maybe different for each of us, it was really cool. There was something about it I really liked, and I just completely nerded out on the music, you know.
It's beautiful. There's a mathematical, to me, it's like the shape, it's almost geometric presence of classical music, particularly in its somewhat stripped down, you know, the guitar form. I'm always thinking about a sort of pattern and a
totally
repetition.
I used to just, I mean, I think my favorite thing about it was, I remember when I was, you know, getting really into rock guitar and stuff, I started to just find it to be a little bit limiting. I mean, you know, I completely admit there could have been way more that I could have studied on just purely rock guitar, still is. I wanted to just discover some other things, and particularly with classical guitar, I just really became obsessed with like the different chord shapes that you started to be able to discover, you know, because in rock, it's, you know, at least very conventionally, it's usually just, you know, a few open position chords and power chords and bar chords and, you know, It's
very much an art, very much a craftsmanship required to do that, but it's just a different sort of application. It's just a different expression.
I have equal amount of respect for it as I do.
Oh, absolutely. I still probably listen to rock actually more than classical nowadays. But
and what do you if you had just like the kind of music that you would listen to if you're not listening to classical music? What are some of your favorite bands? Not to put you on the spot, but
let me see. I would say big fan of the National. Radiohead.
Oh, good. You look like the dude from Radiohead. Just like, Arcade Fire, good on you.
Yeah.
They're very
artful. Also really like some electronic groups like Daft Punk and Ratatat. The Ratatat guys are really inspiring, actually, because they're essentially a guitar duo. They're doing all sorts of weird electronic stuff on top of it. But
so can we expect any? Do you have any thoughts on that? Like that could be somewhere down the road for you.
Absolutely.
We've, I think in the past, since the second record, we've started to experiment a lot more with sound. Well, I mean, we have our two acoustic guitars today, but just what happens when I plug this into this and step on this? Oh, that sounds terrible. Let me not do that. How about if I do this?
Actually, you'll see it if you do come to our concert. We would have loved to bring our electrics into the studio too. I think it was just a little bit more involved. But yeah, we have several tunes on our program now that use electric guitar and some pedals and effects and stuff. So we're getting more into that too.
We're speaking with Brett Parnell and Jeremy Schulich, who are known together as the 350 Duo. They're doing a masterclass tomorrow afternoon at Wittenberg, and tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. they'll be performing a recital at Krieg Hall. We'll put some information up on our website about that for you. And gentlemen, we have one queued up from your latest album called Circles. By the way, before we go on, if someone was looking to grab a copy of this or your first record, you've got two, correct? Mm-hmm. Where would be the best place for them to go?
Most of our sales are just through iTunes. That's
really
pretty
That's
reliable.
Sweet.
They can meet me at my apartment and bring cash.
They'll be out in the parking lot later.
Exactly. The guy selling CDs out of the back of his car, that's me.
You're going to have to bring me some cupcakes, too.
We have muffins out here this morning.
I know. We'll be having
$10 and four cupcakes for a CD.
So do you have a website that people could just generally track your progress?
Absolutely. 350duo.com.
And that's spelled out, T-H-R-E-E-F-I-F-T-Y-D-U-O. So 350duo.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and all those places as well.
You have a tune on here that we're about to play from the new album called Circles, the album Circles. That's called 11:11, my favorite time of day, my favorite day of the year, my favorite everything, all the lines. Can you give us a little introduction to this tune before we play?
Yeah, that was actually inspired. I saw a talk by a guitarist who actually ended up being our producer for the record, Dominic Frasca, about being a musician. And everyone was kind of asking him all these questions about, how do you do this and how do you do this? And he kind of stopped to talk and was like, don't do something because I do it or because it's cool. You're limiting yourself by thinking as a guitarist. He's like, you're more than a guitarist. He's like, you're a musician. He's like, nope, scrap that. He's like, first you're a human being, then you're an individual, then you're an artist, then you're a musician, and then you're a guitarist, which I thought was super profound. And anyone who gets kind of obsessed with this tiny aspect of what they're doing completely understands that. So it totally inspired this tune, and this was kind of a shout out to that kind of idea.
350 Duo from their new album Circles on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you.
350 Duo live on Memorex there, live in the studio and on Memorex from the new album on 91.3 WYSO. They're Brett Parnell and Jeremy Schulich, and they're playing tomorrow night at 7:30 at Krieg Hall on the Wittenberg University campus, wittenberg.edu, and then click on the music department link there, and you can find out how to get to Krieg Hall. Again, that's at 7:30 tomorrow. You got a master class in the middle of the afternoon. But you know what I was impressed by? Because, again, back in the day, used to play, get together in groups, and there was always a drummer. Keep that all together. Do you find that you clearly both have exceptional senses of time?
We're working on it.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, you'd be amazed. It's funny, because I would say in rehearsals, so much less time is dedicated to where your fingers go, and more is dedicated to playing it at the right time, you know. And so it's a lot of ridiculously slow practice.
Would it be cheating to set up a metronome or set some?
Like, oh no, we do that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, but we probably wouldn't do it in performance, though, right? Old ones. I have a really old one. It's very mechanical. And it's like it has a very wooden, earthy sound to it.
Yeah,
you shouldn't lie on the air.
You're a bad You're
person.
Teasing me. Oh, here I'm all like, yeah, hey, I think I'm gonna try that.
No, well, I'd be impressed if someone could do that.
It's the 350 Duo, and they're pulling my leg on 91.3 WYSO. Classically trained, but nice sort of contemporary sensibility. So this album, Circles, your new one, it's all originals, right?
Yeah, all originals.
So you came through classical training, but you came out with your own palette of creation.
Yeah, that was a big step for us. It took a while to write all those tunes. It took even longer to record them all. It was such a separate story. But our first album just had a few of our own tunes. We just started getting more into writing after we graduated. With the first album, we were mainly just wanting to put something out there with the repertoire that we had. So we only had a couple of ours at that point. But then when we started playing it out in live shows, people seemed to react a lot to our own pieces. And we both just enjoyed writing so much, so we decided to make the second album all originals. It seemed like that's sort of where we were finding our own sound, understandably so.
Right,
if you
right.
write your own material, it's a little bit easier to have a more personal touch to it. So
I was going to ask if you dream in shapes, but you're going to make up some story and be like, oh, yeah, it keeps time to the metronome. it's all Yellow Submarine.
Only incomplete circles.
The 350 Duo on 91.3 WYSO. Would you be so kind as to grace us with another?
Oh, absolutely. Would love to.
Sure.
We're live in the studio and live 20 fingers on 12 strings. And I'll add that all together, you get 350.
Nice math.
I'm telling you. Who knew? It's in a hidden skill that you acquire in radio. Thanks for being here today. And it's, again, live, 350 Duo on 91.3 WY. So, oh, hey, if you'd be so kind, tell the song before you start in.
Sure. This is called Summit. It's actually named after the street that I live on in Brooklyn, Summit Street.
Track it
which
down.
I just recently moved into, and I was pretty elated to do so because it was a long hunt for the right apartment.
And what a perfect name, Summit. It's
Acne. So I figured it was appropriate.
350 Duo on 91.3 WYSO, listener-supported public radio.
I'll make sure we're in tune,
actually. 350 Duo live on 91.3 WYSO. They are at the Krieg Hall at Wittenberg tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., giving a master class in the afternoon, a part of the offerings at the music department at Wittenberg. And, gentlemen, Brett Parnell, thank you for being here today.
Oh, no. Happy
thank you so much. Yeah.
And
this was awesome.
Jeremy Schulich, have fun. And this is your broadcast premiere. Is this correct?
Oh, no, we've
you've
been
played on the radio?
I mean,
before?
No, we've okay. never, I've never seen a radio.
What does that mean? What is radio?
And why have you locked me in this room?
Yeah.
So, but very close, top five?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely in our first five.
Okay.
Yes, definitely in our first five.
I would go so far as to say it's my favorite.
Oh, no, I was saying first five that we've done.
No, well, yeah.
And okay. You were, like, ranking it as to preference.
I'd say it's one of our top five that we've done, but definitely not one of my favorites. This is definitely
I was going to mention how charming you are, but there's been a little frost on that pumpkin. So it's just been a treat. You guys are lovely. Keep us posted at what you're doing. Stop by next time you're through.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
If you'd like to know more about these gentlemen, you can go to the website at 350duo.com. That's all those words spelled out, 350duo.com. If you'd like to find out more about their performance tomorrow, at Wittenberg, check Wittenberg's site at wittenberg.edu. Again, that's tomorrow, Thursday night at Krieg Hall, a guest artist recital. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.
Meet Broken Records.